Blog Talk Radio.
Mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling. You make no sense. You know how cretinous you sound when you think that a broadcaster can affect what happens on a game? How stupid you sound? How infantile?
Anybody wants out, can get out. Okay? This team is going to the playoffs. Okay? This team's going to the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
We should have sent him in. That's a damn coaching mistake. Right? The kids are playing their tail off, and the coaches are screwing it up.
I don't have to say any more than that, Brent.
No, you certainly don't, Jack. Very honest assessment. I saw
I'm
you.
A man.
You
I'm sorry.
Off.
I'm not.
Right
I'm not a kid.
One of his
who's the kid here? Are you kidding me? That's all I got to say. Makes me want to puke.
Welcome, Earthlings. You have stumbled across The Balance, the only internet radio program that gives you a full balance of all sports. Make sure that you follow us on Twitter at TBalance. You can also find us on Facebook under The Balance. And make sure you send us your comments to TBalance@ymail.com. Right now, here's your host, Tom and Kevin.
Well, hello, this is Kevin. Tom will not be here today. It is my turn to host the afternoon episode. Looking forward to this coming weekend. As everybody knows, Tom and I are both from the Indianapolis area. And we are here ready, pumped, and stoked for the weekend. We have up here Caboose Brickyard 400 coming up. A lot of events going on. Was downtown today. Got to watch all the haulers come in and get the all the events started to go. Everything's getting set up, so the excitement is definitely here. Looking forward to it. Friday night we have the truck race. Looks like Todd Bodine is in first place. Unfortunately, does not have the luck, or whatever you want to call it, get the monkey off the back for the short tracks. He has 18 career truck wins, but there has not been one win on a mile or less in length track. So if it's under a mile, Todd Bodine cannot figure it out, cannot win. It's important that he does that in standings. He is in first. However, Almirillo is not that far behind in second place. So depending on how Almirillo would do, if Todd Bodine cannot figure this out, that 100-point lead could go away pretty fast. Johnny Sauter in third also does pretty well. He's 196 back. From Todd Bodine. However, he does do really, really well on the short track, so it looks like the truck race and the truck point series most likely after this weekend is going to have a pretty good shakeup. I am looking forward to sitting in the grass around turn one, or should say in turn one. It's been a long day, so we got a part in the sounds like I'm speaking French, I think, but I did get it right, turn one. So the truck's coming up. And then, of course, Saturday at the ORP, again, that's only a 6.686-mile track, so a short track. We're looking forward to the nationwide series coming up. And it's going to be definite interesting with Brad Kozlowski and Carl Edwards back on the track. We are looking up right now. I'm trying to find the what the penalty was on Edwards. NASCAR decided that he definitely crossed over the line. I have to agree with that. I definitely think he had crossed the line when he did what he did with Brad Kozlowski. Bumping is bumping, racing is racing, but come on. 190 miles an hour, you are really, really putting somebody's life in danger. Here it is. NASCAR announced that Edwards will be docked 60 points in nationwide championship standings, fined $25,000, and placed on probation in all of the series until December 31st. Klaskowski was also placed on probation, but no points or no money fine against him. So it is definitely looking interesting. You know, there's Edwards is saying that he had to do what he had to do. But they had to. There's a lot of people out there right now in the big series as well as nationwide that were watching to see what NASCAR would do, whether they would penalize them or not. And I agree. Gordon made the comment here. Let me read this to you. Gordon said Tuesday that he had questions for NASCAR officials regarding how far they were willing to let the have-at-it policy go on the racetrack. And then Gordon said if he's paying attention, he probably got his answer as far as Carl Edwards knowing have at it. So I agree with that. I'm glad they did that. Right now in the nationwide series, points-wise, let me look that up here again. Coming into this weekend, again, they raced at Chicago last weekend. Sprint head off, but nationwide did race. Coming into it, Brad Keselowski is in first. Imagine that, followed by Carl Edwards. And there's 168 points back to Carl Edwards. I remember the 60 points of those were fine, so it would be only 108 without the latest incident on the track. Then you listen at Justin Allgaier at 500 points back. So right now, the reality of it comes down to Brad Keselowski and Carl Edwards. So, you know, when the championship's on the line and there's money involved, I guess they'll do anything they can to get that money, get that trophy. And, of course, again, we have the big race, the Brickyard. Several big stories. You know, Gordon, four-time winner, is winless. Does real well at this track, obviously. Four-time winner out of the 16 years he's been racing. Jimmy Johnson's a three-time winner. He is looking to win it 3 years in a row. He has won it three times, but only two of those are consecutive. If he does that, that would be another record that Jimmy Johnson can break. So, you know, if you like Johnson, then you're going to pull for him, obviously, to break the record. You know, but there's also a lot of other people out there. Ryan Newman from Indiana looking to just have fun and making a chase, but he's not as close as some of the others, so he gets to relax and just have fun. And sometimes that is the best spot to be in when you're coming into this type of race, a race that you can just have fun, relax in, and not have to worry about points and everything else that goes into it. So we have a lot going on here this weekend. We had a lot going on in baseball last night. Unfortunately, my boys once again let me down and lost to the St. Louis Cardinals. Ryan Howard did hit his seventh home run in the last 13 games to put him up at 22 home runs. So that was a highlight for us Phillies last night. Tom, as you know, is a St. Louis fan. And, of course, you know I got the text messages to let me know that St. Louis won. So let's hope that tonight I can return the favor and send him a text message. Right now we're looking at, let's get over here into some scores. We are at Philly and St. Louis is in the eighth inning right now. And the way it looks, it is at 0-0, top of the eighth, Philly's at bat. And that is the only games that are currently going. Earlier in the day, Florida beat Colorado. Washington beat Cincinnati 7-1. If St. Louis wins today, that puts Cincinnati, I believe, a game and a half back now. Atlanta, unfortunately, beat San Diego 8-0. Those guys are on a roll. Detroit beat Toronto 5-2. I would love to see Atlanta lose some games, especially considering Philadelphia is on a losing streak. We're also looking to lose Moyer. Luckily, Happ is rehabbing. He is pitching in the minor league. Got to see him Tuesday night here in Indianapolis. So I'm hoping that he gets to come up there and take some spots and help us out a little bit up on the big deck. So we had a lot going on this week in baseball. There's a lot going on in football. Chris Johnson signed his contract with the Titans. You're still looking at the Brett Favre watch. Will he come back? Will he play? Who knows? I'm kind of tired of it. I really wish Brad Childress, and he came from Philadelphia, so I love Brad Childress and respect him as a coach, but I really think that it doesn't matter to me who you are. I feel that you, as a ball player, making that type of money, you have the obligation to be in camp. And, you know, nobody is too good to practice. No matter how many games you started, I was watching ESPYs, and he was up for an award for his breakthrough performance of, I think it's 271 consecutive starts. And the reality is this, I don't care how good of a ball player you are or you think you are. A lot of them are think they're better than they are. I think he needs to be in camp. I don't like how he's sitting out and telling all the young guys basically, hey, look at me, I'm better than you. He also have T.O., which, I'm not a Terrell Owens fan at all, and I have no qualms saying that. So I'm personally glad that there has not been a team out there to pick him up. So, you know, those are a couple of the big names right there. And, of course, you have all the in Denver, who's going to be the starting quarterback, and with them picking up Tebow and everybody else. So there's a lot going on right now. A lot of the polls out there, you know, one of the polls that NFL.com has out is which rookie quarterback will have the biggest impact in 2010. Sam Bradford is leading that at 40%. Jimmy Clausen with the Panthers at 22%. Colt McCoy with the Browns. I was disappointed where he went. I thought he'd go higher in the draft. And then Tim Tebow at 18% with the Broncos. I don't think that he is going to be a starter for the Broncos again. Like I said, they have other quarterbacks. Tim Tebow is good, but I don't think he's going to be starting. They're going to break him in. At least I hope they do. And, of course, in the NFC East, you know, we got a lot of shakeup right there. Giants lost some players. Of course, Philadelphia lost Donovan McNabb going to Washington. Redskins, which I still don't know why we would get rid of a player with the talent of Donovan McNabb only to give him to somebody that we have to play several times a year. So not real sure why we did that, but we'll see how it comes out. Hopefully Kevin Cobb and Michael Vick could stay out of trouble as a backup quarterback in Philadelphia. He could do some good things. Well, it was good chatting with you today. It was a short talk, but look for us tomorrow at 4 o'clock as well.
Well, when I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a bleep, son of a bleep, gun. You thought I was gonna say son of a, didn't you?
That's all, folks.